Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska. Hey, don't forget, the greatest 10-hole golf course you're going to find anywhere is right here in Valentine.
I agree.
That is one of the hidden gems of the Sandhills that you can find by going to visitvalentine.org. And while you're here to play Frederick Peak, you might as well check out the Prairie Club as well. So they're here, too. Well, we'll throw a little plug in there for
them.
There you go. What do you got today?
Well, actually, I have a piece. It's called For the Sake of the Cattle. I thought that sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
This is how it goes. It's actually by Sherry Taylor. For the sake of the cattle, I started in a mother's belly with three struggling toddlers at her side, all on the crank end of a calf puller for the sake of the cattle. I've exhausted my little growing muscles to heave a lifeless calf over a board fence and clean out his airway for the sake of the cattle. I've fallen asleep at my school during almost every season from pulling all-nighters for the sake of the cattle. I've sunburned, frostbit, strained, sprained, broke limbs, required stitches, should have been stitched, home remedied, caught concussions, torn clothes for tourniquets, ace bandaged, butterfly bandaged, conjured braces, duct taped and super glued myself for the sake of the cattle. I missed parties, missed out on dates, missed television shows, missed food, missed water, missed rest for the sake of the cattle. I've stayed in cow camps with no electricity, no water, in sleeping bags, on floors with unwanted slithering and furry guests for the sake of the cattle. I've eaten pancakes at 3 a.m., then not see food again until 11 p.m. on numerous occasions for the sake of the cattle. I've stood in pasture with bridle reins in one hand and pushed the insides of a prolapsed cow back inside of her for the sake of the cattle. I've eaten more dirt than organic nutritionalists allow, been kicked, run over, bunted, chased, covered with every possible gooey substance a bovine could produce for the sake of the cattle. I've ridden all day with a man who stepped off of his horse and killed rattlesnakes with the knot end of his rope for chivalry, for possible romance, and for the sake of the cattle. I've roped calves, cows, and bulls out in a pasture to administer medicine so they wouldn't have to walk 8 miles to a corral, for the sake of the cattle. I've given names to a special few, laughed when they bucked, cried when they died, cussed when they ran back where I knew they shouldn't go, for the sake of the cattle. I've invited four-legged babies into my house to warm them and try to get them to eat and stand for the sake of the cattle. I've had to stomp and swallow pride to go to town to get a real job to pay the bills for the sake of the cattle. I don't know if every person who has ever cared for these animals feels similar to me, but the ranchers I've seen are humanity at its best. All for the sake of the cattle. Sherry Taylor wrote that.
Hey, that's a good one. You put that in the good stuff file.
I will.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News?
Well, there you go. For the sake of the cattle. Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. It was inconvenient. It probably wasn't even that reliable. Then came the big fancy publications. They offered news, but with hefty subscription prices. Finally, along came Tri-State Livestock News. Minimal cost, because they're local and genuinely care about our ranchers' success. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Now, I'm not sure who did the research on these amazing facts about chickens, but I thought they were kind of interesting.
Chickens?
Yeah.
Your research? Oh, someone else.
Somebody
researched.
Else did it. I'm okay. Just going to tell you what they found
You're
out.
You're going to report.
They said chickens can distinguish 100 faces.
Really?
Doesn't say if they like any of them, but
yeah,
they see more colors than humans. Didn't know there were more colors because I can only see what I can see.
Well, and how can
chickens make friends and they grieve? They can taste salty but not sweet. They have dreams while they sleep. The oldest chicken in the world lived to be 16. There are more chickens on Earth than humans. I believe that. They are the closest relative to the T-Rex.
Well, now that's...
Probably see that as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where those come from, but they popped up one day, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting, and I would share them here on The Good Stuff.